Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Advocate Show with your host, Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate Show is presented by Insperity, dedicated to helping businesses run better, grow faster, and make more money. And now, the only man who can explain small business financial statements on the radio and make you beg for more.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Grady. He's still with us. Rob's our good friend. Robert Grady, GREDE.com is the website. His books are there, including Rebuilding the Brand and his best-selling book, Naked Marketing. You can find more about that, too, and all the things he does. He's an award-winning copywriter. He's our good friend, Rob. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Rob, we're talking about publishing a book, being the author of a book. And first, you know, I think the first thing is you got to have something to say. Yeah, there needs to be something. Writing a book is. I grew up on a farm. I know hard work. Writing a book was hard. It's hard work. It's a longer process than you ever thought. Sometimes people put 20 years into a book. I've seen that happen. I put 10 years into a book before. So,
sure.
And I put a year into a book. So it depends, but. I think it's important that regardless of whether you have a New York publisher or you're self-published, that nothing of that changes the fact that you need to do a good job in publishing your book. Not only the content, but how the book is structured, edited, that kind of thing. What do you think?
I agree completely. The first thing people look for is the professionalism of the book itself. If you've got a junky cover or misspelled words in the first couple of chapters or anywhere in the book or other problems with the book and the layout, it's going to lose credibility right away. So it's got to be well written. The one thing I always recommend to my clients is make sure you pick a unique point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a unique position, something that somebody else has.
Original, not right. Yeah, something original, not derivative at all.
Exactly. And while people think, oh, that's so difficult because everybody's already said what I've said, no, you're going to say it simply in a unique way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key. As far as what you talked about is how much time to put in, I always look at it like writing a term paper in high school. You're not going to do it overnight. A lot of people try and cram the last 2 days they rip out a term paper, and of course it looks like it.
Yeah.
But it's something that you plan over time. You do a little bit here, a little bit there, and pretty soon you put it into chapters and you lay it out. Or better yet, you just hire a ghostwriter, which is the easy way to do it.
Yeah, get some help. I mean, everybody's not a writer, but a lot of people are unique thinkers who aren't good at sitting down and cranking out words. You and I are wordsmiths. We crank out words. But a lot of people can't do that. But I know people who help with that. You know, we have Wally Boxer, a friend of mine. I don't, and Rob, you probably have done some ghostwriting before. But there are people who will help you with this. And a ghostwriter doesn't have to mean that they write your book. The ghostwriter will help you get your words on paper.
Exactly. I literally spent 3 days sitting with a gentleman who used to be the head of development for Harley Davidson and wrote this book that ended up winning a number of awards by listening to what he had to say. And then rather than putting it in chronological order, I put it in subject order. And he was the guy that founded the Harley owners groups, and he developed the Harley line of clothing and all those kinds of things, licensed the brand all over the world. And so he had this publisher that contacted him and said, we want to write a book. We need to get a ghostwriter for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me. I've known him for years. He called me and said, Rob, would you do this? And ended up being a great collaboration.
Wow.
So
how many have you done? How many books have you helped people with?
He just had no idea how to put them in order.
That's right. Or the process. There is a process, folks. I mean, there's a professional process. And there are there was when you did your first book in the 90s, there was almost no help out there from a self-publishing standpoint. But in the last 20 or so years, there's all kinds of stuff that's come out of the woodwork, especially with the technology. So if you have an idea in your head that you want to get out, and you have a purpose for the book, you want to sell some, or you want to give them away, and develop yourself as a thought leader, whatever your goals are, there are people who will help you, and you have to shop around, Rob, because some of them are too expensive, some of them are a good value. What do you think?
Finding the right ghostwriter, of course, is always a hunt and peck kind of operation. You've got to go by reputation. Take a look at the style of that person. Is it similar to your style? The question I have for you, Jim, is, and you spoke of it earlier in the show, is finding a way to publish it yourself. If you don't have the New York publisher that's going to gobble up your work, or you have something so unusual and out of the ordinary that you want to talk about for your particular industry, how do you find a way to get that published?
Well, we did it. We learned how to do it ourselves. I knew about publishing. I mean, I knew about desktop publishing, and that we learned how to do that. And if you don't have that ability, though, folks, there are people who will help you. Rob, will you help somebody with their book? Will you ghostwrite a book for them?
Oh, absolutely. I've ghostwritten a number of books. And
there you go.
It.
So Robert Grede, GREDE.com. Check it out, folks. Let him help you. He'll get you started, even if he doesn't finish it for you. He'll help you start it at least. Rob Grede, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Jim, always good to talk with you. Thanks a lot for your time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.